Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen. We have just celebrated Easter. We have celebrated that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, although he died on the cross and was buried, on the third day, God raised him from the dead according to the scriptures. What exactly does this mean? Why is it so awesome? Why is this the one thing, or one of the main things, that sets Christianity, our faith, apart from everything else? It is because we worship a risen Savior, a living God, who has defeated death. Listen to what Jesus said to Martha when he was about to raise Lazarus from the dead. He said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" That is the question that Jesus asked us today. Do we believe it? Do we trust him? Have we called on him? Because he is alive and he is at the right hand of the Father. Because everyone that calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. That is the promise in Scripture. In the book of Romans, it says this about his death and resurrection. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. That means death cannot touch Jesus anymore. He has defeated it. He submitted to death. He laid down his life. But he destroyed death by dying. In fact, there's an ancient hymn that says, "Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death." Finally, let me read you another scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It says this in verse 20, "But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ." So we see there that Jesus is the firstfruits, the beginning of the resurrection. That's why he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." He is the one that was crucified for our sins to forgive us and to wash us. He is the one who was buried. He truly did die. He is the one that God raised from the dead, never to die again, and has defeated death so that we don't have to fear death, because we know that by faith in him and following him, we will be raised too. And then death has no longer any dominion over us. Thank you for listening to the Nicene Kids podcast. Christ is risen. Truly, he is risen. Go thank him, praise him, and tell others about him. Amen.